I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. With thousands executed and thousands more arraigned, chaos and heartache continue to plague Iran. Rita El-Monayer of Sat7, a Christian broadcast ministry in the Middle East and North Africa, says peace and human dignity begin with the gospel. Please pray especially for those turning to Christ that they would persevere and be strengthened by the Holy Spirit as they walk this narrow road. Pray, too, for those ministering to the lost during this time. Meanwhile, a recent ruling in India offers hope of religious freedom to persecuted Christians. A high court ruled that permission is not required for prayer gatherings held on private property. This is in response to frequent police interference against home worship, says John Pudayite of Bibles for the World. The Indian Constitution states that people have the right to freely profess, practice, and share their religion. Pray India's courts would continue to hold firm in their reading and interpretation of the Constitution. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Steve O'Dell. Bell.